Well, Tony, unfortunately, we've got to start by what happened after the game. What have you got to say about that?
Well, this, you know, this is a very, very famous club, and you know, very, very, it's held in very high esteem within the football circles. And I've, you know, I've never known there be any problems here since I've come, and I've only been here, but I know I've only been here 12, 13 months or whatever it is. But for someone to do that is just absolutely abominable. And you know, I hope the police take action. Never mind the football club. I think this, to throw a coin at someone from such a short distance, you know, the lad could have had his eye out. And a kid who's played over 300 games and wore the shirt with great pride as well. For that to happen is just, you know, it's ridiculous. Everybody's disappointed that we've lost the game. Everybody's disappointed that we've not got with what we've come for. But to do things like that to your own is, like I say, it's outrageous.
What about the abuse that you and the players got at the final whistle generally?
No, I think that's the way the game is. I think what you've got to understand and what you've got to recognise in the game, and it's not nice. You know, someone said the other day about, you know, Wenger got it at Arsenal at the beginning of the season, Mourinho got it at Chelsea, their players did as well. It's just the way the game's going, unfortunately. And it's not what you want and what you have to, or what you'd like to contest with, but you have to deal with it and you have to get on with it. And I've been in the game long enough to know that it's there, it's always, you know, close to the surface, and you know, you have to get on with it. What we've got to do now, you know, we're disappointed. I've played a strong team today. You know, we had the game when we scored the goal. I honestly thought we had the game in our grasp. The two set plays are awful goals to concede, and we get beat. So you have to take it on the chin, and you have to take it on the chin like a man and move on. What we've got to do now is make sure that we get enough points to stay in the Premiership, and we need the supporters. You know, it's their football club, and we need them.
But you've just got to be single-minded about it, stay focused and move on from the events of today, particularly those things that happened after the whistle went.
Well, I didn't, you know, I chucked Brian's hand and then went down. I'm not one to hang around on the pitch whether we win, lose or draw. So I didn't see, you know, the incident with Brunty.
But the hostility towards you is starting to grow now, isn't it?
Well, you know, that you have to accept that. Like I say, let's get through the season and let's sit down and see where we both or we go from there. That's the most important thing, is to try and keep the club up in the Premiership, and then go from there.
So it would be fair to say that you may consider your future come the summer?
Yeah, I think not consider my future, but I think I'll sit down with Jeremy and we'll take it from there then.